Rockets football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go back to the field.
Here to Shelby County High School, just less than a minute away from kickoff. Here, as we mentioned, Shelby County won the toss but deferred. So Collins will get the first possession of this one. And we mentioned how important it is for Collins to get off to a good start. And I think all that, or a lot of that, is going to be dictated on two things: the offensive line and how they play, and also the play from JR at the quarterback spot tonight.
Yeah, we hadn't really talked a lot about JR tonight, and weight on his shoulders. Now he's not a sophomore anymore. Now he's not played a full year basically, so it's time to you can't use the young pups, as my boy Bake likes to hear tonight. It's time. These young pups have grown up and not even play football. And let's see what happens here. I like it because both teams are healthy, let's hopefully have a good game. I'm ready.
Josh Edwards has placed the ball down at the 40-yard line. Back deep for the Titans. Roseberry flanked by Maggard and Murphy. Edwards approaches, and this one's underway. Deep kick. This one will go in the middle of the end zone for a touchback. And Collins will start things off here. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Up front for the Titans at center, Trey Axline. At guard position, Jacob Dale, along with Jalen Stone. I should say, Scott, they're not.
Who are you looking at?
We've got six offensive linemen in the game. Got Trey Axline, Jalen Stone, Jacob Dale, Colton Alvey, Kyle Goss, and Seth Staples here to open things up. So Collins going.
I guess Seth might be a tight end.
And they will open up in a four-receiver set. J.R. all alone in the backfield. Has motion from Roseberry. He'll turn. He'll pitch it to Roseberry. Going around left end. Now trying to cut it up the field. He's up near the 23-yard line. Gain of three on first down.
Well, there's a different look for you right there. Coming out six linemen. I guess that's the way you're going to say it. Or a tight end.
Yeah, you're right. Kind of playing Seth more at kind of a tight end spot on the outside on the right side. Got Trey Axline at center, Stone and Dale at guards, and Goss and Alvey at the tackle spot. JR once again in the shotgun. Roseberry to his left. Turns, hands to Roseberry. Getting to the outside. Got a little room to run. Got a first down. Ball pops in the air. Gets it right back and gets it over the 40-yard line up to the 43. Good break for the Titans early. Ball popped right in the air, up in the air. Roseberry grabbed it. Got another 5 yards with it. So Collins,
one thing, if you're
the first two downs, first and 10 from the 43.
One thing for Collins right there, Nashon hit the hole hard.
And give credit to the offensive line. Really some room to run.
Yeah.
Leland Carwell checks in for Roseberry. He's to the right of Lucas in the shotgun. He'll turn. He'll hand to Leland. Trying to get to the outside. Nothing there. Being hit by Malik Manica for a loss back at the 40-yard line.
That's
where Leland's just not fast enough to get to the outside.
That's where he's got to cut the ball and go up the middle. Nashon might be able to bust that thing outside, but right there, Leland's got to get upfield.
Be honest, that's where I would rather see Connor White running the ball there rather than Leland.
Yeah.
So a loss of three, well, actually just a loss of two, back to the 41. It'll be second and 12. Good play by Malik Manica from his linebacker spot. Collins now will go to a two-back set, two receivers split to the far right. Turns. He'll hand to Connor White. Connor falls down to the line of scrimmage. No gain. And looks like we've got Jacob Dale down on the play.
That's a nice play there by Connor Dean right there to fill that hole. Hit Connor White right at the line of scrimmage.
Really looked like that Collins had him outnumbered on the right side with nobody split to the left side of the formation, but couldn't take advantage of it. Good play by the Rockets.
This year, Collins hadn't been able to come over negative first down plays, and right now, third and 12 after that negative first down play.
Third and 12, Lucas in the shotgun. Roseberry to his right, three receivers to the left, one to his right. Got time to throw. Now he's going to run with it. Nothing there. Now he escapes the tackle, gets to the outside, over midfield. Now the 45 cuts inside the 40, spins down inside the 35-yard line. And we've got a flag way back in the backfield, and Seth Staples getting up lame on the play.
I don't know if 55 did something back there. He wasn't near the ball, near Seth or anything, but Seth was laying on the ground holding his arm. 55 was
unsportsmanlike on Shelby County. So that's going to move the Titans down inside the 20-yard line. Big play by J.R. Lucas. Didn't think he had anything. He cut it back to the other side of the field and kind of made something out of nothing there.
I don't know what. That was on Jordy or Toto. I don't know what he did, but he was back there by himself. Yeah, but he didn't do – I mean, what he did to Seth Ellen, what he called the penalty, he was pointed by – must have been something he said. The only thing I can figure out.
Seth's still, like, working his left arm. He stays in the game.
It had to be something like guys are saying. It had to be something he said because there was nobody around him. And the referee had good ears. He was 10 yards away when he took the flag.
So this will move Collins down to the 18-yard line, first and 10.
Is Pookie Murphy in the backfield there?
Murphy along with Zach Stucker. It's going to be a quarterback draw. J.R. ducks his head and gets down to about the 15-yard line.
I'm sorry, a while ago you were mentioning, you know, J.R., a nice cut there. Got it to the outside and picked up some blocks and a huge run for the Titans early.
So it'll be second and 7 for the Titans at the 15-yard line.
I feel like I'm at Wrigley Field. I got an obstructed view here. I'm going to lean over John Davis's shoulder.
Stucker and Murphy in the backfield here with Lucas. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. JR takes a snap, drops back, going to run it again. Going off left side, cuts down inside the 15. Close down to the 10-yard line. Quarterback run. First one was definitely a scramble. The last two looks like it's got definitely designed runs.
Oh, I agree.
So 4-yard gain there on second down. Going to bring up 3rd and 3. Just under 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Big play here for the Titans. I'm sure they're in 2-down territory unless they lose some negative yards on this play.
Collins takes a snap. Lucas gets hit in the backfield, and he'll be hit back at the 14 or 15-yard line for a loss. A host of Rockets led by 55. Or Soto, and Noah Bruner going to come on to try to get Collins on the board.
Collins just went to the same play 3 times in a row, and that time Soto was there to make up for his penalty on it earlier.
Shelby County brought a heavy blitz right through the middle that time, just had too many guys to outnumber them. This will be a 30-yard field goal, ball at the left hash. Snap back to Lucas, kick up, it's definitely long enough, and good. So Collins has done something they couldn't do 3 weeks ago, and that's get on the board. They lead it 3-0, 7:02 to go in the first. You're listening to the second round of the high school playoffs here on Power 93.3 WXLN at WXLNradio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville has the tractors that are ready to tackle tough jobs anywhere. From farms to golf courses to landscape sites, rugged Farmall C-Series tractors from Case IH have the weight and strength to handle heavy implements, and a low center of gravity makes them right at home on hills and uneven terrain. Their low-profile design allows them to get into low-clearance areas, too. See Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville about the strong and steady Farmall C-Series tractors. Be ready with Case IH. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Bruner set to kick this one off, and he will kick it deep going to the left side. We've taken by Michael Perry at his own 2-yard line. Perry gets a little opening. He could be gone. Bruner's the only man to beat him, and Perry's to the outside trying to be chased down by Warner. He won't catch him. Touchdown, Rockets. Takes it about 98 yards for the touchdown. And, Scott, we mentioned the explosiveness of that three-headed monster of Davis, Perry, and Maniga. And that was on full effect right there on that kickoff return.
That was Michael Perry. We mentioned him earlier in the pregame show. You know, exceptional athlete, you know, might be the best player on the field tonight. And right there, basically went untouched for 98 yards. That's one thing about it, if you kick it, you don't get in the end zone. Noah, a good kicker, but if you don't get in the end zone, man, you're kicking it to two really skilled guys back there in the back.
Extra point by Edwards is good, and the Rockets go on top, 7-3. 6:47 left to go here in the first. You're listening to the high school playoffs second round here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
Ah, a dust broom. You shouldn't have.
Getting your driver's license. landing that job promotion.
We're working through the weekend.
At Zaxby's, there's nothing we appreciate more than our fans, which is why during our 25th anniversary, we're giving everyone a reason to celebrate, and then some. With Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's four chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. It's the meal that's practically begging for jubilation. So, when you're finished enjoying your daughter's first musical recital, attending your high school reunion,
oh, hi! Who are you again?
And being thankful it's Friday,
we're working through the weekend!
Head down to Zaxby's and celebrate our 25th year with a celebration special meal for a limited time only. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Kickoff by Edwards goes into the end zone for a touchback, and for the second straight possession, the Titans will begin first and 10 from their own 20.
I tell you, me, it looks like to me he's kicking that ball against the wind.
The flag is blowing the opposite way, and he kicked that ball 5 yards deep. All right, so same formation as we've seen. Take it back now, Colin, the more traditional look with only five linemen. Lucas going deep down the field. Got Maggard in midfield. It goes through his arms. Incomplete. Had beaten Brandon Davis by about 3 yards on the outside and went right through his arms down about the 45-yard line.
You don't get very many of those chances when you get them. You got to make them work right there. A huge chance for Collins, the big strike, and right there the ball went through his hands.
Second and 10. Now they've got Axline at center, Jacob Dale, Kyle Goss at guards, and Alvey and Staples at the tackle positions. Four receiver set. Lucas, screen pass in the middle to Connor White. Nothing there, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to give him a net gain of 1 yard. Bring up third and 9.
Drew Mack, number 21. I think he's missed the last couple games. Made a big play there.
So a big third down here early for the Titans. They'll stay in a four-receiver set. Roseberry, the lone back in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes a snap. Going to step up. Now he's trying to get outside. Slung around. And then hit hard. And then finally taken down about the 24-yard line.
90.
Or Soto again on the tackle. Been very active here so far. Malik Manica chased him outside the pocket. Couldn't quite get him to the ground. Or Soto there to finish things off.
And Ryan Johns, number 93, had a big hit on JR right there. Lost his helmet. Had to come out for a play. I believe it's 93. Number 99.
So Bruner back to punt this one away. Back deep, Michael Perry standing his own 43-yard line. Bruner gets it off a good high spiraling punt. Going to be taken by Perry back inside the 35-yard line. Good job by the Titans coverage team. He retreats and is finally taken down inside the 25-yard line.
Zach Stucker.
Good job on the outside by Zach Smith. Also, can tell you, wouldn't let him get the outside. Turn him back inside. And then Zach Stucker was there to take him down. So the Rockets will be the first time they've actually going to possess the football. First possession they had, Michael Perry took it 98 yards on the kickoff return. Tyler Drain leads the offense back onto the field. Drain takes the snap. And we've got a flag, a legal procedure here on the Rockets. This will back them up 5 yards. For Collins, they're playing a three-man front here with Leland Carwell kind of on the nose with Jacob Dale and Jalen Stone on the outside playing defensive end. Linebacker Zach Smith, Nick Eads, Sam Harrod, and Zach Stucker. Got Nashawn Roseberry, looks like kind of playing the slot at a safety position. Hookie Murphy at safety, and then you've got Casey Warner at corner. I think it's Peyton Hawk playing the other corner. Drain turns, hands in the middle of the defense to Manica. He said at the line of scrimmage,
Jalen
no game.
Stone. Huge play by Jalen Stone. Right now,
Zach
Tyler
Stucker.
Eads. Yeah. One thing about Zach Eads.
He's fired up.
He's fired
Nick
up.
Eads kind of putting the restraints on him a little bit.
You don't want to give him a cheap first down.
Oh, no gain on first down. Second and 15. Ball at the 20-yard line. Mantia split out to the left side. Catlett split to the right. And Manica's got an equipment issue. All right. Everything checks out. So back to the line of scrimmage. Motion from Davis. Handed to Manica. Actually, ball's on the ground. Picked up by Collins.
They're calling him incomplete.
Ball's back at the 15-yard line, and they're calling it an incomplete pass. He faked it to the up man, and look, they run a triple option. I guess they say he flipped the ball forward, and they'll say incomplete on the pass attempt. So big break for the Rockets, but a third and 15 here. Crucial play here for the Collins defense. Drain in the shotgun, motion from Davis. Turns, hands to Manica. He's hit it behind the line of scrimmage by Cardwell. 2-yard loss back inside the 20-yard line. And a big stand by the Collins defense early.
We mentioned Collins' defensive line, you know, dominating early, and I tell you they did. Jalen Stone set the tone on the first play. Big play there by Leland.
Pookie Murphy back for the Titans. Michael Perry getting back into punt formation here for the Rockets. 7-3 here, 4 minutes to go in the first period. Perry gets it away. Ball will, nice punt down inside the 40-yard line. Will roll out of bounds there.
I tell you, Michael's punt.
They'll get him out at the 37-yard line, and that's where Collins will start their third possession of the game. They took the opening kickoff down to about the 13-yard line. Got it down to close to the 10.
You ever see, notice Michael's punt there? He dropped that thing.
He did.
But great punt. You know, man, a guy could do anything. He could probably go out and start basketball, play guard, probably throw the ball 80 miles an hour. He's just a great athlete. Yeah. You see those kind of guys. They don't come around very often, but when they do, they're a pleasure to watch, and he's a pleasure to watch play football.
First and 10 Titans, Lucas in the shotgun, takes a snap, dropping back, looking across the middle, completes it to Siler up near the 42-yard line. Good for a 5-yard gain on first down.
See, well, you look out there in the field, and you see a lot of good-looking kids, man. Manica just looks like a linebacker, doesn't
yep.
he? He kind of reminds me of George Wilson or somebody like, yep. you know, where he played at the same yep. size. Not really your Division One kind of big, you know, if you were big enough, a little taller, but... Kind of reminds me of the way George Wilson used to play.
Second and 5, Titans. JR takes a snap. We're going to have a false start, I believe, here on the Titans. We'll back things up. And I think that penalty there, Sky, was on Peyton Hawk, I do believe.
I don't think he was even really involved in the play, except for blocking down the field, maybe.
That's one thing that's killed the Collins offense so far this season. They haven't really been good enough to overcome penalties.
Basically, you're just now back to 2nd and 10.
So we'll be 2nd and 10, ball at the 37-yard line. Lucas stays in the shotgun. Quarterback run again. JR's got room to run. Hops up for about a 6-yard gain up close to about the 43-yard line.
It's interesting enough, these are runs or just JR taking off early. I mean, it kind of looked like the blocking was for a run.
Yeah.
I guess that's a dead giveaway if they're pass blocking or run blocking.
So maybe closer to a 5-yard gain at the 42. So it's going to be 3rd and 5 here for the Titans. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-3 Rockets. JR rolling to his left. Throws it up and incomplete. Trying to hit Maggard. He was open on the outside. JR just kind of led him too far to the boundary, incomplete.
I think JR just kind of rushed that throw a little bit.
So back deep once again will be Michael Perry to field this punt. Scott mentioned earlier, always dangerous when he gets the ball in his hands in the open field.
I would kick it away from him. I know last time they did a great job of...
great coverage on the last play, the last punt, that should be. Bruner, heavy rush, gets the punt away. Really high punt. It's going to hit and take a bounce. And taken by Zach Smith. I don't know if it hit a rocket or not. We'll have to see. Looks like they've got one official marking at the 11-yard line.
Did it hit the guy?
I still haven't seen the official. They're getting together here now. Both teams seem to think they did.
It did.
Chubby County has sent their defense already out on the field.
Collins' ball, because he just pointed Chubby County's way.
I thought you could advance.
He pointed Collins' way. I'm sorry.
I thought you could advance a punt, muff.
I don't know. I don't think
evidently not.
I don't think you can advance a muff punt or a muff kick.
All right, so Collins will take over. 1st and 10 at the Shelby County 13-yard line. Big break early for the Titans.
Great punt there by Noah Bruner. Man, that thing was high.
Lucas turns. Is it Oda Roseberry? Nashon trying to get to the corner. Cuts inside, down inside the 10.
Good job by Siler out there to block. I really didn't think Nashon used his block as good as he could have.
Nice play by Cameron Armstrong on that play for the Rockets. Really one-on-one on the outside with Roseberry. Came in and made the play. Armstrong just a freshman. Good 6-yard gain there on first down. 2nd and 4. Lucas in the shotgun. Two backs each side here. Turns. He'll hand in the backfield to Roseberry, and not much there. Hit down about the 6, gain of maybe 1. Going to bring up another third down play. About the same area, Scott, where Shelby County brought the heavy blitz up the middle of the field. We'll see what happens here. 3rd and 3. Ball is at the 6-yard line. JR looks to the sideline. Shotgun formation. Lucas takes a snap, rolls to his left. Still on the move. Going to throw it to the outside. He's down toward, close to the goal line. Touchdown,
Titans.
Touchdown to the outside. The famous tie line play. I think that was to Siler, was it not?
It was to Siler. I just got This advance the ball is going to be like the onside kick. And it's got a text saying you can't advance it. And the person that told me this, is I agree with them.
Does this person know what the percentage of recoveries of onside kicks are?
I guarantee the guy sitting in the recliner that's giving the answers to this person probably does not.
Bruner on for the extra point. Kick up. Kick good, and we're going to have a roughing penalty on Devin Mantilla.
Right now,
it will be reflected, which could be fortunate for Collins on the kickoff.
He really hit JR, didn't he? Look like it.
So 10-7, Collins leads at 35 seconds to go in the first. You're listening to the second round of the high school playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Serving the area for over 20 years, Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on the lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. The phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville would like to take this time to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Perry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
10-7. Collins leads it. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It was a running into the kicker penalty, not a roughing penalty. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty here on the kickoff. Bruner will kick this one away from the 45-yard line.
Yeah, you asked me earlier during the pregame show, will Collins come out with the same energy that Shelby County has? I think Shelby County with some extracurricular stuff after the play and whatnot has made Collins and fired Collins up, and now you're seeing them really play.
Bruner set to kick it off, and it's going to be an onside. Ball's picked up, still on the ground. I think Shelby County gets it. I think it was 86 or Soto. Brandon Orsoto on the recovery. And Shelby County will take over first and 10 from their own 45-yard line.
You know, you always see the onside kick. You know, if it works, it looks good. But, you know, your defense is playing well. If you had a chance to kick that thing in the end zone because you kicked off with 5 yards, of course, you know, they are kicking off once. Michael Perry got the distance. If you don't get in the end zone, I guess. But, I don't know, I just like seeing them kick it deep there, especially the way your defense is playing early.
Draining the shotgun. He's going to look to throw. Looking deep down the left side. Good coverage by Warner. And good play by Mantilla to knock it away as Warner had played that one perfectly. And Casey Warner, Scott, we've talked about it for 2 years. Playing the corner has really played well.
Just textbook coverage right there. Good play by Mantilla, as everybody mentioned. Just knocking the ball away. You know, kept fighting for it. A really nice play by Devin. And the great coverage by Casey.
And Casey had an interception. That's one of the bright spots of the first game. He did intercept a pass in the end zone in that first matchup. Draining the shotgun. Motion from Davis. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Manica. Malik trying to get to the outside. And will be tackled, I think, about a yard short of the first down. Nearly wiggled out. Peyton Hawk did a good job to trip him up. But a good job. You see, it's such a strong runner Manica is. It's really kind of had him at the line of scrimmage. Wiggled out of that into a 9-yard gain.
Yeah, it's going to be the last play they have. But, quarter. But, yeah, you know, once Malik gets in the open, he's just not a fullback. He becomes a running back. He's got the ability to make guys miss. And a big, nice, strong run there by Manica.
So 10-7, Collins leads it after one quarter of play. You're listening to the second round of the high school playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.